Right, let's do Taisus of Lech Kaladeach. Taisus says, Lech Kaladeach, Bat Lechazim. First he quotes Rashi, Rafa Gad Hinami Mitzvah Torah. So there's also Isaac Mitzvah, so what's the special din of Chazim? Isaac Shekoi, if you have a Ksiv Chad, came in the Chazim, Lab Behedi Ksiv Kuh, I mean, you know, like Bata Chazim, Ela Reha, Place in Mitzvah, Biadayim, and Mahalach in Mitzvah. The Chazim, she issued a bottle, the Eimer, Isaac, and Mechashav, Bilo, and Bata Chazim. Look at me, call you say, I mean, the Bata, and Mechashav, and the Torah, and Mechashav, and Bilo, half years old, and just... That's right, and Rashi's move with the Chosin is a bigger Chiddush than Shluchim Mitzvah. Shluchim Mitzvah, as I say, Begufay, Chosin is only Torah of Machshava, so that's a bigger Chiddush, and needs an extra Pasuk, an extra Yidur. Resukin is Shmaitse Mashma, the Mevlech Tuchav Adarech, Mashma Hai, to Mitzvah Chosin. In Agamor, it's Mashma, that the Miyad for Chosin is from Mevlech Tuchav Adarech. The Shuli compare Kamad Brocha, as I guess, Lehefech, the Gorah Sosin, the Shiftach of Pat the Chosin, the Mevlech Tuchav Pat Lehesek Mitzvah. The gifts is all around. The gifts is in the air. That gives it makes more sense. The Ochi Mash Mekra, the Shevis, the Dochu, the Mechaivis, the Kriyishma, will be Shevis, the Mitzvah, Shat the Yeshiv, the Mechashiv, the Vilas Mitzvah. The Velech, the Chamash Mekra, Esik, the Mitzvah, the Mash Mekra, the Velech, the Dochu, the Mech, the Velech, the Mitzvah. So Tosfos learns that there's a Mashmois in the Pasuk itself, that it requires the gifts in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Gemara in Brachos. That Chosin is the Shiv, the Chobav, because he's not actually doing anything, which is Yeshiv, Yeshiv, Bottom. But he's a Mechashiv, so Torah, the Mechashiv, Mitzvah. And the lech of a derech is a leches. Leches is a meisa. That's why Isaac the mitzvah of the meisa. Not like Rashi. Not like Rashi. Not like the gifts in Agamor. Rashi's goes like an Agamor. At least in Agamor, Rashi's goes like an Agamor. Lefi Rashi, what's the logic of our gifts? Rashi has our gifts. What's the logic? Why is b'shiftach of a leisecha talking about Isaac the mitzvah, and the lech of a derech is talking about a chasen? A chasen of a derech. It's Pashup Shat, no fancy things. It's Pashup Shat. What's the way we have the gifts in the Gemara? Rashi has the gifts in the Gemara. So from the Shifcha, the Rezecha, we dash in Isaac the Mitzvah. Melech the Chavaderech, that's a chosin. There's no mashmois in Melech the Chavaderech, and it's talking about a chosin. So why do we use Melech the Chavaderech for a chosin? Why not the other way around? What's Pashup Shat in the Rashi? Pashup Shat in the gifts that we have.
First we teach the smaller
Chiddush. Right. First we teach the smaller Chiddush, then we teach the bigger Chiddush. The first Pashup, the Shifcha, the Rezecha. So we apply that to the smaller Chiddush. The next pasuk is the bigger chiddush, so that's patra chosin. In the grammar of the drush itself, there's no mashmais one way or another. But first things first. Shenkin according to Taisus, the shift chav beisecha is mashma chosin. Somebody who's not doing anything else is just yeshiva bottom. Lachat chav derech is mashma b'shulchei mitzvah. He's doing something. He's going somewhere. So Taisus. Mechosin lehavidin shar isik the mitzvah. Do mashani chosin she nokol kolkach lehasi atir demi libay. Taisa says that I wouldn't know shar mitzvahs from chosin, because chosin there's an extra svar by chosin that maybe chosin is more potter. Because any nokol lehasi atir demi libay. Regular isik mitzvah, it's nokol. He's isik, but it's nokol to stop. Chosin's not nokol to stop. Lehasi atir demi libay. Not impossible. He just finishes off by Tovus Kenosu. Yeah, Machal Kaptei B'Tidur Shus Miboylei Lishuli Dai Tu Asim Machshav Machsheves Tirdosei. But it's not Nokel. So Chosin's Oisik Mitzvah is not Nokel to interrupt. A regular Oisik Mitzvah is Nokel to interrupt. So Meila from Chosin, I wouldn't know Shai Mitzvahs. Ash Taisa at the beginning, I wouldn't know. Taisa started off the other way around. But from Shai Mitzvahs, I wrote from Oisik Mitzvah the Meisa, I wouldn't know Chosin because it's only a Machshav. Taisa now that there's a Cheshbon the other way around also. From Chosin, I wouldn't know Shah Mitzvahs. Because Chosin is aiming Nokolo Lahasi Atir de Milibah. Does Rashi need that? This is a story of Taisin Machavish. Does Rashi need to say this story too? Or it's only Taisin Lushitosin? That from Chosin, I wouldn't know Shah Mitzvahs. What's the kash that Taisin is addressing with this? Why is Taisa saying this? He's addressing a potential question. Chosin, I wouldn't know Shai Mitzvahs. Why does he have to say that? Why don't you both suck him? Let it just say Chosin. Chosin's after all the bigger Chiddush. Let it just say Chosin. Taisa said, no, it's not so possible. Chosin's not necessarily the bigger Chiddush. In a way, Shulchei Mitzvah is a bigger Chiddush. Is that a kash? But that's the kash that Taisa is addressing. According to Rashi, is that a kasher?
Rashi,
there's no such thing as the same chasen. According to Rashi, there's no such thing as the same chasen. There's no mashmash in the pasuk either way. Whatever it says first, that's what it's a commit. So whatever it says, whatever is miyuter, the yiter is my chasen. No such thing as just a chasen. If it only said one pasuk, I wouldn't think it's talking about chasen. Tais l'shitasim thinks that the words b'shivtach ha'beisecha are mashma chasen. So Tais l'shitasim has a kasher, so then let it just say b'shivtach ha'beisecha. I said, the answer, no, there's a chiddush both ways. I need b'shivtach ha'beisecha. B'shivtach ha'beisecha, I wouldn't know b'lechtach ha'vaderech. From b'lechtach ha'vaderech, I wouldn't know b'shivtach ha'beisecha. According to Rashi, if it would just say b'shivtach ha'beisecha, then it would mean, Isaac, it would mean shluchay misul. So now, according to Rashi, there's no need to be mechadish this new svara that a chosin is not nokil or chosin atir dami liboy, and if there's a special chiddush in shamis, I wouldn't know from chosin. According to Rashi, there's no need to say that. And faket, the whole mashmoisa Rashi is that if I only had one pasuk, not only is no need to say it, but it's luchach and Rashi not. Because Rashi says beferish, if it only said one pasuk, I would know oisik mitzvah, I wouldn't know chosin. Mechatesa? Maybe if it only said one pasuk, I would only know chosin and not oisik mitzvah. Because the chosin saying nokil or chosin atir dami liboy, and shamis is nokil. And Estama Shluchay Mitzvah is Nokel. So look at the Rashi. And the fact that Rashi says that if I only have one Pasuk, I would know Shara Isik Mitzvah and I wouldn't know Chosin, it's Mukhuk that the Chiddush only runs in one direction. It's definite that Chosin is a bigger Chiddush than Shara Isik Mitzvah. So if I only have one Pasuk, it's Isik Mitzvah. The second Pasuk is Ma'ar B'Chosin. Rashi Al-Kochuk does not have this Svar of Taisus, doesn't agree to this Svar of Taisus, that a Chosin is, Taisus L'Shitosin has to say it. Because Taisus holds b'shivtach ha'beisecha means dafka chosin, so let it just say b'shivtach ha'beisecha. Must be that a chosin has a certain milah. Ain't a nokel kachol kachol hasra liruim atidu milibu. On the other hand, let it just say b'lechtach ha'beisecha. Must be that also has a milah, because it's b'mais, it's not b'machshav. So I need both. From one, I wouldn't know the other in both directions. According to Rashi, there's no particular mashmois in the pasuk. From the first pasuk, I know the lesser chiddush. From the second pasuk, I know the greater chiddush. The lesser chiddush is shluchim mitzvah. The greater chiddush is chosin. So I was thinking, between Rashi and Taisus, just a Mashmoyis Dorshim you come in out. But I thought maybe there's Nachmina Lahalacha also between Rashi and Taisus. Let's go back for a minute to the dinner of Hoyle Chesuche Mitzvah by Yoim Keturim Balayla. The Gemara says in Chavav, Taisus brought it at the beginning of the previous Taisus. The din of shluchim mitzvah is deptuim not only by yoyim, halchid rachum or was part of yoyim. The chiddush of shluchim mitzvah is deptuim ben by yoyim or ben by laila. So we had a discussion in Rishayim, why are shluchim mitzvah turim afilu by laila? They're only going by day. Why are they part of by laila? So we saw so far two shittas in Rishayim. So shittas haran, that the reason why shluchim mitzvah are part of by laila is because even though by laila it's nothing really interfering with their finding a supper. It doesn't matter, since they have din, since their Torah, their Isaac Melech HaShemayim, they have a Shem Shluchay Mitzvah. So an Isaac Mitzvah is Potter Ben HaMitzvah, even if it's Yochel Chaim Shneim. But since the Mice live on Derech, the whole time that they're on Derech, they called Isaac Melech HaShemayim. So Mele, not only a Potter by day, but even by night, when really they have nothing better to do, they can go find the Sukkah. It doesn't matter. Tur, it's a Tircha, and Tur Ben Derech Mitzvah, and Isaac Melech HaShemayim are Tur Ben HaMitzvah. That's Shittas Sarai. On the other hand, Shittas HaTaisus we saw as well. Why are they turned by Lila? What did Taisus say? Because they would be vital for the mitzvah. It's talking about a particular case where it's going to require them to be tired every afternoon. Go find the sukkah before it gets dark, then they're going to be mevatel, or mefagel, loshon levaran, from the mitzvah. So the asik of this mitzvah, looking for a sukkah is going to interfere with the mitzvah that they are doing to some degree. Would it interfere totally, would it interfere partially, would it delay, would it totally interfere that we talked about. But Akaponim, Taisu Chabav is Mashmah, it's not going to totally torpedo the mitzvah, but it doesn't matter, it's going to delay the mitzvah, so that's going to be pegeh, it's going to compromise the mitzvah. Looking for a sukkah is going to compromise the mitzvah that they're Isaac in, so therefore they're Potter Balayla. I think Rashi has a different sheet. What does Rashi say? Bear in mind, Rashi holds by us, but Taisu is like the Ram. Isaac mitzvah Potter and mitzvah only when it's Eepshel Chaim Shneim, or even when it's Eepshel Chaim Shneim. How's the Mashmah Rashi by us? Yeah, Rashi said, "Ein yochel asik b'shnei teichel." Come out before. Rashi in Chavov, when he talks about the shluchim mitzvah, Rashi is mesiachis. Why are shluchim mitzvah turim b'layla? So Rashi says towards the top of Chavov, a little bit down. Dr. Rashi, Hilchim Lidvar Mitzvah Ptura Mayom Uvalayla. Dr. Rashi, Afal Pish Ein Hilchim Ela Bayom. They're only going by day. So what's the problem at night? Dr. Rashi, Umishum Ditrudim, Tridim, V'doyagim, V'machsheves HaMitzvah U'Betikuneho, Ptura Mena Mitzvah. The Torah, V'doyag, V'machsheves HaMitzvah U'Betikuneho. So look what? They're not in the round, not in places. By day, they're not going by day. They're not also for mitzvah by day. By night, they're not going by night. They're not also the meisah by night. But they treat them, the doigim, the by mitzvah with tikkunel. That's what bothers them by night. So it's another posture. Where do you actually get this notion that treat them, the doigim is a ptur, is a paper? From chosin, the body from chosin. Like Rashi got it from Chosin. So I was saying notion through them. Rashi learns that the p'tur of Shluchi Mitzvah Balayla is within Chosin. Just like a Chosin, it's not doing anything, it's Yeshua Vata. That doesn't matter. It's Torah, the Machshavah's Mitzvah. So Rashi learns Shluchi Mitzvah Balayla is the same thing. They're through them, the Doyagim, the Mitzvah, the Tikkunel. That's what patterns them by night. So first of all, I just want to understand this from the Metzius. Rashi holds that you need to yesh l'chaim shtei. Rashi v'yos. Why is this yesh l'chaim shtei? Mainly by Kriyash Ma'i understand. If they're true to Mizoyagim, the Machshev is a mitzvah, then they can't be mechaven for Kriyash Ma'i. Sukkah doesn't even need kabbalah. So why can't they dagen the sukkah? Yeah, but Rashi doesn't. Rashi, the Rambam doesn't require a Yeshul Chaim Shtei. The Rambam holds anytime it's hard to interrupt, so then you're potter, even though the other mitzvah will be easy. But if you're Torah in this mitzvah and it's hard to, Rashi, the Rambam learns that's the Torah, that you don't need the Yeshul Chaim Shtei. But Rashi was mefurish, ena yochel asik v'shtein keechol. You can't Torah v'doyeg ma'shev v'sachosin and in the chavim v'kirishma. So here the chavim you could be Torah v'doyeg and sit in the sofa. So I think you have to say, I'm just saying that maybe it's a kimtadik, but I think you have to say that Rashi means that since he's Torah v'doyeg in Mashanah's HaMitzvah, so if he's going to have to look for a sukkah, I don't think you can sit in the sukkah, but Rashi also means you have to go find the sukkah. So having to go find the sukkah every night, that's something that's going to interfere with his being Torah v'doyeg in Mashanah's sukkah. He agrees to Tosis, he needs the Yeshul Chaim Shtayim, but Tosis holds the Yeshul Chaim Shtayim is that every, they don't travel at night, they travel by day, right? That's a double push. They didn't have street lights. They didn't, by night, you didn't travel. So the Tosis says, how does looking for a sukkah interfere with your travel? So Tosis has to say, the case is that, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can't look for a sukkah at night either. So every day, towards the end of the day, you're going to have to go looking for a sukkah, and it's going to cut short your trip, so merely you're going to be misakir from the day. And that Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, no, we're talking by night. And you look for a sukkah by night. By night, you're not traveling anyways. You're not Isaac Begufay. But you are Torah v'doyeg. So the being Torah v'doyeg happens him from having, the being Torah v'doyeg at night, prevents him from having to look for a sukkah. I also think, just to get a grip on the Pasha Shana Rashi, I also think that this Torah v'doyeg that Rashi is talking about, that we talked about in Pachosin, is it a productive tirdo, or is it a not productive tirdo? This tirdo that he has. But the Rambam Perish Mishnah says that he's tam Torah, maybe he's not a psulut. That's not a productive tirdo. It doesn't enhance the mitzvah at all. I thought that's not Shaykh and Rashi. That's about Eshul Kaim Shtayim. So don't have that. Forget. It'll be better off not worrying. Maybe she's a psulut. So we saw Rashi. She told you. Rashi, no. The tirdo is a productive tirdo. Liyaz baki badover. Yitim liba liyaz baki badover. Rashi, forget. That's the prescription. Don't be mechaber mekriyishma, and rather yitim liba liyaz baki badover. It's a productive tirdo. I imagine this is also productive tirdo. There are children v'doigim b'mitzvah b'tikuneha. What's b'tikuneha? That's why, what is tikkunel? What's tikkunel mitzvah? Rashi means all the things you need in order to do the mitzvah. You have to plan. It requires plan. I think that's the pshat in Rashi. Trudim v'doyegim b'mitzvah b'tikkunel means that they're torahed and they're doyeg. It's the equivalent of the chosan who's torahed liyos baki badover. It requires thought liyos baki badover. It requires some premeditation. So here also, they're going on a trip to be shluchei mitzvah. They're going on some mitzvah expedition. So every night they have to plan. They have to think ahead. They have to plan their itinerary. It requires requires some kind of truth in the Dayan, even by mitzvah uber tikkunel. The tikkunel, I think that's, you see it in the tikkunel. What's tikkunel? It's not truth in the Dayan and by mitzvah. They're worried, are they going to accomplish their mitzvah? No, this is a productive truth in the Dayan. The truth in the Dayan, liyeis boki badova, the truth in the Dayan, that to be able to do the tikkunel mitzvah properly and be able to affect the mitzvah. And that parts them from having to look for a sukkah every night. I think that's the shot in the Rashi. The shaila is, it's very geshmak to Rashi, because I understand also according to Rashi, why is the Marach HaZivu's question, what's the difference between Shluchim Mitzvah, Pata Balayla, and every all Halkei Drachim? Remember, the Marach HaZivu asked on Tosfos, telling me that looking for a sukkah every night is going to interfere with their mitzvah. If that's the case, then it will likewise interfere, by Halkei Drachim should have the same thing. If looking for a sukkah every night is going to interfere with their schara, they should also be potter. But the Gemara is mechalik. The Shluchim Mitzvah potter b'layla, and Halkei Drachim b'alma not potter b'layla. Ask the Marach HaZivu, what's the difference? So he answers, she tells it like the Ran. It's Efshel Kaim Shneim, so Halkei Drachim don't have a ptur. Taisus, we said, Taisus Nechavov is Mesiaches. So I'm in a special case where the derech of Anoshim, derech Odom, is Odom, what was the lesson over there? Odom lon b'layla d'yishuv. So I'm in a case where normally a person would stay, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A normal person would not push ahead for schayri; he would stay over in the hotel six. So in such a case, you don't have the p'tur of halchei drachim. But at the end of the day, you still delay, so you have the p'tur of isik mitzvah. Ka'omer, we talked about last week. Lefi Rashi, the kasha on the kasha in the first place. Shluchim mitzvah b'layla are not going anywhere. Shluchim mitzvah b'layla are stuck here. They're not moving. So the p'tur of halchei drachim they don't have. What they have is the p'tur of trudim v'dayim. Trudim v'dayim is the p'tur of shluchim mitzvah. You don't have mechassim. That's not a p'tur by regular halchei drachim. That the truth and the doigim and their schayra that bothers them from suffer, they're zelishama. So I just wanted to bring out why did Tosfos not say like Rashi? Very geshmak of Shah Rashi. First chosin, that's it in a chosin. Chosin is his potter because he's Torah v'doig. We is Boki v'dov. So all Shluchim Mitzvah have that. They're Torah v'doig. We is the mitzvah v'tikunel. That's what bothers them about Lila. So why is Tosfos not nichas say? Tosfos doesn't say this Shah. It's a different Shah. They're going to be misakir from the whole sukkos. They're not going to get there on time. We're going to be delayed. So what's wrong with Rashi's track? Some stomachs, one can imagine various answers, but I think there's a cheshbon of the places we should toss up. According to Tosfos, the Torah says that a chosin, because he's Torah, so he's spoken in Amitzvah, he's spoken in Kriyashma. Taisa says, let us just say chosin. We have to say anything else. Let us just say chosin. There's no chosin, it's a special factor. Say, nokel kol kach lehosir atir demi libar. Rashi doesn't have that. That was the chesed. Taisa had the question in the first place. Let it just say chosin, because Taisa says, b'lech chavad b'shitchot v'sech is mashma chosin. So Taisa said the kash, let it just say chosin. Taisus has to be mechadish that chosin has a special factor that regular Isaac Mitzvah doesn't have, that is ainay nukulay lahosu atir demi libra. Rashi doesn't have that hechruch. According to Rashi, you can't have let it just say chosin. There's no thing as just saying chosin. There's no much noise in the pasuk. Whatever, if it only says one thing, then it won't mean chosin. So Rashi doesn't have a kash in the first place. If according to Rashi, there's no hechruch to be mechadish this new svara that a chosin is ainay nukulay kolkach lahosu atir demi libra. Not only does Rashi not have a hechruch for it, but it's mukhuch that Rashi didn't have this svara. Because Rashi says if it only said one pasuk, I would say it's talking about regular Isaac Mitzvah, not chosin. Maybe it's only talking about chosin. Shein enokol kol kach. Look, Rashi doesn't have this svara at all. Rashi also knows chosin may be Torah, but there's no cheshbon over here that since it's hard for him to be perished from the machshava, so that's a special chaymer by chosin. So may like this. Itzhak says by a chosin that a chosin, which we see by chosin, there is machadish that the tirdus of machshava. Patus from mitzvahs. Even though he's not Isaac the Gufay, Tirdus and Machshava Patus. It says in Chosin. But according to Tosfos, Chosin has a special factor that it's ain't nokuloi lahosir atir demi libra. If he tells us, ain't lano elo, that a tour, that a Machshava Patus, that a tir the Patus, but we don't have a warrant to say that except in a case like Chosin where it's ain't nokuloi lahosir atir demi libra. But a tier this mitzvah that's not hard to be meisir atir demi libay, According to Tosfos, we have no warrant to say that that path is from that father's. Maybe not. You could maybe say that even though if it only said chosun, that would say, oh, because chosun is in the nokolo lahasio atir de miliboy, but now that it says sharaisikim, it says both psukim, so now maybe we can make a matzah. Malach chosun, shayin nokolo kakakal also atir de miliboy, but sharaisikim is yechiach. Malach sharaisikim is that it's the gufoy, chosun yechiach. That's how the shalosh of them, that he's torahed. So maybe I've called it a torah, maybe then already doesn't make, that he's oisik the mitzvah. So maybe it, now we can make a matzah and it won't even, and we could be marvit even at tirdus aleh that's not kosher the hasir at tirdus milib. Ulay. I think if a glam glover can place later on, we'll see that maybe we don't say such a matzah. I'm not sure. But I can find it, about it, it's not much. Could be that since tirdus and machshava is a different kind of oisik mitzvah than tirdus and maisa. And since tirdus and machshava was only said by a tirdus machshava that's kosher the hasir milib. So maybe we only, maybe the din that a machshava alone makes you an oisik b'mitzvah was only said by a machshava that's kosher lahasir milibay. A machshava that's not kosher lahasir milibay, that's ratzai v'shoyev, but you could. So people think about all kinds of things. The mere fact that I'm thinking about something makes me an oisik b'mitzvah. If I'm thinking about something that's sticky, that's kosher lahasir atir de milibay, that makes me into an oisik b'mitzvah. Because I'm just thinking about something that I think about a lot of things in the course of an hour. So that makes me already into an Isaac Mitzvah. That's because I'm Isaac in this Machshava, I'm Isaac Mitzvah to be Isaac in other Machshavas. Zayin lo. So maybe Taisus she doesn't hold that the din of Tirdus Machshava Patrim is only by Chosin that it's Koshle Lahosi Atir Demi Liboy. But regular Shulchan Mitzvah, who says that it's Chosin that it's Koshle Lahosi Atir Demi Liboy? Chosin, we understand, is a special thing. Can't think about anything else. So he, by him, it's hard Lahosi Atir Demi Liboy. But Stamos Tavsasam, somebody's going. He can't think about anything else. Hard to imagine. So it's not hard. So David Tosis holds, she tells him that the Torah of Tirdus Halev is only by Chosin, not by Shar Mitzvahs. Rashi Lishitosa, he doesn't have that judgment. Rashi Lishitosa holds that Chosin is that Chosin is forget if anything Chosin is a bigger chiddush than everything else. Chosin is Tirdus Halev. Torah is Marbet Tirdus Halev. There's no mokah to think that it's only because it's Chosin v'Chosin Atir Demili, but. So maybe actually she doesn't hold. If Tirdus Halev of a Chosin partners from mitzvahs, then any Tirdus, then Tirdus Halev of any mitzvah partners from mitzvahs. And Rashi says that's Taklip Shat, that's Tuchim Mitzvah, Turim Alayim. And we didn't Chosin because of the Tzurim of Medoygen. That's the Chesh Rashi and Tosh of the Shittos. What is the Dome and Noam is Kabul? Okay, let us go on. Next place is Shenei Ben Beher. If you only have this Gemara, it would sound like it's a svar. Tilin ha-pe'er, chosin shouldn't have a pe'er. Gemara later on, there's an apple of a posuk. So Taisa says, no, about it's a posuk, but the posuk has a svar. The pasuk didn't have a svara that I would say, but all those potter mitzvahs, maybe it's potter from all mitzvahs. No, it's mitzvah, but the tefillin are different because they're there. So there was a pasuk that tells me that all those not doesn't wear tefillin. I'm telling you, my shnu gabi tefillin, that meaning the dafkali chesim kamoi. Leil shara beil, gabi talmud torah meaning perik hamad leit kotton. Other also with talmud torah, it kamoi rechmanu li cheskel. You're onik doim. Gabi shara beilim ki cheskel. This is kasha. This is my kotton. The marba is more marach than the kasha. The Torah, the Novi says, the story by Yechezkel was that the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Yechezkel and Novi, that your wife's going to die, you're going to be an Ovel, but you should not sit Shiva. And it'll be a dugma for a Klai Yisrael that there's going to be a Churban, and there's going to be many, many casualties, and everybody's going to be in Avelos, and they're not going to, because they're going to be driven into Golos, they're not going to have the luxury of being able to be Mesabu properly. So that's the Nevuah of it. That's Pshut HaShemek. So it says in the list over there a number of things that the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Yechezkel. He said, "Hey, onik doim, peircha chobash alecha, nalcha bradlecha," and a whole bunch of things. So the Gemara, most of those things, the Gemara dashes, the Gemara there by Yekotin to mean that the Rebbeinu Shlom was saying to Yechezkel, "Peircha chobash alecha, wear tefillin," meaning from there we learn that although does not wear tefillin. The Rebbeinu Shlom said to Yechezkel, "You don't. You're not going to sit shiva. You're not going to have avelus. Not going to conduct yourself with avelus. So you should keep your tefillin on." And the Gemara has other things also from there. Al derech said the Gemara has other things also that we're going to have from Yechezkel. I don't remember which ones, but So much of things. Yecheskel was not Nega Venelis, he kept his shoes on, and all the things he didn't do. Ituf, and all of these things we learn after, this is what Novel should do, and that's why Yecheskel was told not to do it. And then Besoich HaDvorim, the Gemara over there also says that an Ovel is Osir in Talmud Torah, because the Ibn Shalom said to Yecheskel, hey, Onik Doim, don't learn Torah. And it says also over there, Tosfos here doesn't bring it, but the Gemara over there says that an Ovel is Osir in Sheila Sholem, because the Ibn Shalom said to Yecheskel, hey, Onik Doim, don't be Sheila B'Sholem. So that Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos opened the Gemara Yechad and also says, that Tosfos Kasha. Which way does the Drasha go? The things that Ibn Shalom said to Yecheskel, are these indications that this is the opposite of Avelus? Or are these things that are expressions of Avelus? That's the kasha. So Taisha's answers that it depends. You look case by case. We see Tov Yecheskel wear tefillin. If Avelim also wear tefillin, so that means regular people wear tefillin, and Avelim wear tefillin. So when said to Yecheskel, wear tefillin. What would that mean? Why shouldn't he wear tefillin? Everybody wears tefillin. Avelim also wear tefillin. Why in the world would Bernstein need to tell Yecheskel, wear tefillin? Right? Doesn't make any. It's like he would have told them, you know, get dressed in the morning. I mean, everybody does that. What's the point? So there it's clearly mashma that Yecheskel is doing something unexpected, because an Ovel does not wear tefillin, and Yecheskel's wife just died, so he would be expected not to wear tefillin. So tell him, so you should wear tefillin anyway. So their attack on the mashmois is that Ovel should not wear tefillin. Now Shenkin, if Ibn Shalom told him, don't learn Torah. If an Ovel did learn Torah, and everybody else also learns Torah, so then again, what would be the point of telling Yecheskel, learn Torah? Why shouldn't he learn Torah? Avel learn Torah, regular people learn Torah, everybody learns Torah. So of course he told Yecheskel to learn. So what's the point of telling Yecheskel? So why would the Rebbe Shlomo tell Yecheskel? Here it's a little bit opposite. Right. Why would the Rebbe, why would he need to? The question was, if everybody wore tefillin, why would the Rebbe Shlomo need to tell Yecheskel to wear tefillin? Of course he should. Of course he should wear tefillin. Everybody wears tefillin anyway. Here it's a little bit an opposite question. If everybody learns Torah, and Avraham also learned Torah, then why did the Rebbe Shlomo tell Yecheskel not to learn Torah? What was that supposed to teach anybody? Everybody, Avelim also learned Torah, so Stam not to learn Torah. Like, where's the value in that? So there it must be that learning Torah is something an Ovel does not do, and the Ibn Shalom was saying that in this regard, I want you, to be like an Ovel. And the Ibn Shalom was telling Yecheskel, in some things you should be like an Ovel, and some things not. Tosfos, he doesn't explain, so which things yes and which things not. Like, why did he tell him some things yes to be an Ovel, and some things not to be an Ovel? Moshe, if the point was not to do Avelus, then he should have told him not to be an Ovel across the board. So that Tosfos Bras doesn't address. Tosfos Meir Kotlin explains that if you told Yecheskel don't be mizabel at all, then nobody would even know. How would anybody know that? Nobody would get the lesson. Nobody would get the point. He would walk around in the street like everybody else. Nobody knows it. How many people knew that his wife died? So Mechatei would learn any lesson. So he told certain things you should be like an Ovel. You should not be Shoyal B'Sholom. You shouldn't learn Torah. So you would walk around not, you know, you walk around glum, not being Shoyal B'Sholom, not learning Torah. So people will see that you're sad, you're preoccupied, so they'll understand that you're an Ovel. But at the same time, you wear tefillin, and you wear shoes, and you do all these things, so then they'll understand the lesson, that this is a dogma to Golus, that we're going to be, that everybody's going to be, suffering losses, tragedies, but at the same time, nobody's going to have the luxury of being able to sit shiva properly, because they're going to be driven into Golus. Okay, let's see, next Gemara. Not the Gemara. Vaisik, Mitzvotim, and Mitzvotim, Mehocha, Nafka, is this the source? Mehosom, Nafka, we have a different Mocha. Sanyo, the first Paraduma was burnt on the second day of Nisan. So they have from the second day of Nisan until Yudal Nisan. There was lots of time for them to become tar. So why were they still tonic? What is Rabbi Kiva and Reish Lakish going to do this? How do they understand the story? In Rosh Hashanah Shazayin, on the day, Shabbat Fagus Messiah in the Shagasai, here in the Yulian Hashas, says that you have to say that there was an oinus, there was some kind of oinus. that for some reason they weren't able to become tummy, and then they came Erev Pesach and they were still tummy. In which case the Shagas Chaim makes the point that it has nothing to do with Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. The limit of Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah is not from Rebbe Kiva and from Rebbe Segli. The limit of Isaac Mitzvah is only from Rebbe Yitzchak. We'll come to it in a second. But the Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Segli, but Isaac Mitzvah. The reason why they were tummy when they were metame, Korban Pesach was long in the future. There was some oinus, for some reason they didn't become tummy till Erev Pesach, and they showed up and they had an issue, but it had nothing to do with the din of Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Emes. Sorry, that's the pasuk of Pesach. The Mishkan is Yankiv. Shuvah's Mishkan is Yankiv. Chaim Simon Nun Dalet says he doesn't address Rabbi Kiva, but he says in Rabbi Yosi Haglili that Rabbi Yosi Haglili held that even though they were already b'shas chana yosun, but the whole time b'shas chana yosun they were m'shamed the mace, chaydishol mace, they were busy with the mace, and mimela they were still an Isaac b'mitzvah. The whole time they considered themselves to be Isaac b'mitzvah. He says of Savart with this. He says that the third line, second line, Tanya, Amar b'chanina ben Akiva. Everybody in the business, the whole Iskim Lecha Shemayim, Lassi, Mechay Taylus, Turim, the creation of Menatfila, Menatfila, and we call Mitzvah Samur Smatay. Lakayim Divra Bezak Lili, Shay Aimer, Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Abitz. So the Shagasai, so the Mishkan Sanki. Mishkan Sanki was a Talmud Chavar of Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Volozhin was out of town, the Mishkan Sanki said the Shurim in Volozhin. So the Mishnah Sankiv says he has two kashas. He says, first of all, what's the Chaim Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili? Rabbi Yosi Haglili is the only one who holds Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. The Mishnah says Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. Number two, the Ram is mashmit this halach of Kosvei Tefillin. The Ram doesn't bring it. Mechei Tefillin. So I told the Rav Ram in the Har that the Ram holds need Tirda, and here there's no Tirda, and this Tana holds you don't need Tirda, but the Ram passes you need Tirda. That's the Kilik and Kainis Absulim, and Kainis Salmona. I already saw the Mahalach of Ramanah. But the Mishkan Yankiv says that the Pshat is that we only know Isaac Mitzvah is Potem and a Mitzvah by a Mitzvah Chiyuvus. A Mitzvah that you have to do apart from other Mitzvahs. But a Mitzvah Chiyuvus, that means if you do it, it's a Mitzvah, but you don't have to do it, other people do it. So who says that part of the Mitzvah? So this time is Mechadish that basically saw him filling Mezuzah, it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvus. No chiv, you don't have to go, you don't have to become a sefer stam. If you, people who are kaisi svarim tefillin mezuzos, a lot of them are kaim a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah chiyubis, other people can write svarim tefillin mezuzos. So that's a chiddush, that even a mitzvah chiyubis patters min a mitzvah. And that's a chiddush that Rabbi Yosi Haglili was machadish. Because Rabbi Yosi Haglili held the noisei arayin shal yosef. The mitzvah chiyubis was just to carry the aura until shas chana yosef. Once it was shas chana yosef, that they continued to be Mishamer Sameis and so on. That he says was not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Wasn't necessary. It's a mitzvah chiyumis. I don't know exactly what the getter over there is, but it's a mitzvah chiyumis. I don't know what's the getter. If they need the mace needs shmirah, then it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. If the mace doesn't need shmirah, then why is it even a mitzvah chiyumis? I don't know. That's what he says. That there asik hamace for kovod hamace and so on. They were doing it as kovod hamace, so it was a mitzvah chiyumis. And that's the chiddush of Yosi Haglili, that even a mitzvah chiyumis passes in their mitzvahs. That we only know from Yosi Haglili, according to the other Tanoim, there's no mocha for that. According to all the other Tanoim, the din of Isaac Mitzvah learned that from mitzvahs that are chiyuvis. So therefore, that's the word, the kayim divrei of Yosi Haglili. Of Yosi Haglili, shiktosoi, holds that Isaac b'mitzvahs put them in a mitzvah, even in a mitzvah chiyuvis, and we don't pass like a Yosi Haglili. That's why the Rambam believes that doesn't pass in the din of Moshe Sar and Tzvillin and Mitzvahs. That came from the Mishkanah's Yankee. Point to Mishkan Yankiv, it comes out that the limit over here for Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah is not only in Rabbi Yitzchok, not only from Rabbi Yitzchok, but even from Rabbi Yosi Haglili. He doesn't explain Rabbi Akiva. Shelvel Sofan, I don't know, there was no Mitzvah, they were none of them were buried, and what was the Mitzvah for them to remain Tomei? That he doesn't address, the Mishkan Yankiv doesn't address at all. Haran Rabbi Akiva, he still has to say it was a Sainus. But Rabbi Yosi Haglili, at least he has a Malach. Okay, so anyway, so Rabbi Yitzchok says, "Im noisi arayin shal Yosef yichaylum hayuli Torah, mishol gal sofon yichaylum hayuli Torah." Elo, oiskin b'meis mitzvahu shechal shvi shulam liyish be'er Pesach. The case was these were oiskin b'meis mitzvah. Rashi says doesn't mean literally a meis mitzvah; it means a meis. the Korav there, Korav has a mitzvah to be Isaac in the Kura of a relative. So it was a mitzvah. A mace mitzvah, the normal chens, the Misha Emlai Korvim. Isaac and Nitro also say it. I'll show you in a minute why they have to say it. They have a hechach. Taisa speaks it out. They have a hechach. Taisa doesn't speak out the hechach, but Taisa speaks it out. Anyway, Isaac and the mace mitzvah are you, Shechal Shvi Shalom Liyas Vera Pesach. Shenemar, the Loyok Lassus Pesach, the Yemu, the Yemu, the Yechayim Lassus, the Lamach Yechayim Lassus. So says the Gemara, from here you see that from here we learn out the Nevi Isaac Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah. So exactly from whom are we learning out the Nevi Isaac Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah? From the Rishag Gwili, the Rishag Asari and the Mishnah Sankhya, but Rashi says, Taisa says, the limit is at least also from a Mitzvah. Rashi says the limit is from a Mitzvah. Maybe the limit is from basically also, Derech the Mishnah Sankhya, maybe not. But for Patim, certainly the limit is, the limit that Rashi explains is a Mitzvah. Let's see Rashi inside. Tamei Meis Mitzvah. No, I'm not going to read all the Rashis, but just pick it up from Tamei Meis Mitzvah. So look at Rashi. Tamei Meis Mitzvah, Lav Meis Mitzvah, Daf Gomer. Dafilu Meis Seyem Nami, Meis Mitzvah Karelu. The Mitzvah is Asif there. Doesn't necessarily mean Meis Mitzvah literally, in the regular sense. It means a Meis. Any Meis over here is called Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is Asif for him. Is a Mitzvah between Meis Asif and the Meis. Kigayin Ha'amurim, B'parshish Kehanim, Sha'akayin Metamei Bad. So Shiloh here in this Rashi. What does Rashi mean? You have to know. There's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Torah says lo yitama mitzvah. So mitzvah for koyin, machlekes to a shusar, a mitzvah. We pass in lo yitama mitzvah. Machlekes of a kiva and tachra. But we pass in lo yitama is a mitzvah that a koyin is mitzvah to be matami to a kara. The machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. What about Yisrael? Is Yisrael also mitzvah to be matami to a kara? So the Rambam holds no. It's only done by koyin. Koyin is mitzvah to matami to his koyin. Not Yisrael. Yisrael does not have to be metamei to a kohen. He has a mitzvah of kurma slama, but there's no mitzvah to be metamei. The kohen has a mitzvah to be metamei. What's the logic? The kohen has a mitzvah to be metamei, so Yisrael achas kama v'chama. So the Rambam says by a kohen is part of the mitzvah of avelus. The Torah has said that the kohen should be the kohen might be inclined to keep away from the mace. Not to be metapa with the mace. So therefore the Torah says that no, forget, the Torah said a chizuk that the kohen should be metami to the mace, and that's a chizuk in mitzvah avelus to make sure that the kohen will not stand aloof from the mace, he'll be Isaac with the mace, and he'll be misabal al mace. I'm gonna connect with the mitzvah avelus. The Ram is very obscure. The Ram is not for us right now. The Ram is very obscure. How does being metami to the mace have to do with avelus? Avelus is after burial. Being metamei to the mace is before burial. What is being metamei to the mace? Even if the Torah wanted the kohen to be metamei to the mace, not to be misatzel, let's say mitzvah klur, not to be mitzvah avelus. The Rambam says connects that somehow it's a chizuk in mitzvah avelus. I don't know. That's a whole kettle of fish all by itself. That Rambam. I once talked about it in Shir, but when did we talk about it? What? It's ahead of me. But anyway, not for now. Despite all temptation, but a kapon just to note, Shitas Aram is that the mitzvah of lo yitama is a mitzvah on kohanim, not on Yisrael. And the Rav is chayim. No, lo yitama is a mitzvah on everybody, even on kohanim. First, even kohanim mitzvah, Yisrael malachas kama v'chama. I mean, the Torah says it by kohanim, but the Rav holds even the Torah means even kohanim have a mitzvah to be matami to kohanim, but about everybody else certainly does. Shalit have this Rashi, have this, and it's machlekes Yishayim, machlekes other Yishayim as well in this. The Ritz for Nasuk is the fair is that there's a mitzvah to be metamei to kodesh. And this Gemara says, mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvah mamish, it means the mitzvah to be metamei to kodesh. So he's talking about Yisrael, I'm not talking about Kehanim. In the Midbar, there were no Kehanim. It was just a Lozor, there was just a Bishol, Sotan, and Aaron. We're not talking about them. Talking about Yisrael, the Ritz says there's a mitzvah to be metamei to, there's a mitzvah to be metamei to kodesh. And the footnotes, I didn't see it inside, but I saw the footnotes in the Ritva, they bring the Tshuva to Rashba, all the way around, talking about Kayin and that, but Yisrael. Anyway, it's Machlekes Rishayim. Machlekes Ram and the Ravid, and other Rishayim as well. Pashas Machlekes Rashi and Tosis and Yavamas. The Gemara in Yud Testament Beis, and Chot Testament Beis, says, Chot Testament Beis, says, that in Arusa, Ishtay Nesu, that's Sheira, he's Matami, Koyin is Matami to Ishtay Husu. The Gemara says in Isha that in Arusa, Einoi, that he's not metamei to her and she's not metamei to him. So besides, what's pshat in the Gemara? That he's not metamei to her, maybe he's still not a kohen, but that she's not metamei to him, she's not a kohen. I mean, even if she's married to a kohen or a bas kohen, she's not also to be. She doesn't have dinei. Doesn't have dinei kohen that she's not metamei to Mason. So what does it mean that she's not metamei to him? So Rashi says two pshatim. Rashi addresses the question, and Rashi says either it's just an expression. It means she's not misasik. She's not metzuvah to be misasik in his kibur. Or she knows she's not like a korb, but she has a misasik in his kibur. This is a chiddush, I think, that if she would be in a sua, then she would be chayav to be misasik in his kibur. It's a chiddush to me. But maybe I was korb. But anyway, that's Rashi. Rashi is maybe just an expression, not literally she has to be metamic. Because why should she have to be metamic? It's just that it means she has to be misasik. Or it's talking about beregel. When a person is ordinarily not supposed to be metame, because you have to metaratme beregel, so I guess I just understand why that applies to women. Women don't have a chiv, aliyah leregel. I don't know, but Rashi says, maybe it's still beregel. Beregel is supposed to be metaras atmai, and therefore it says that by an arusa, she shouldn't be metametim. In other words, if she would be an isua, then she would have a mit, then she should be metametim, because despite the. Then she should be metametim. But since she's an arusa, she shouldn't be metametim. The kitzer, and Taisa says that you don't have to be nitchak all these tchukim. It means b'pshutoi, that an arusa is not metamit, that an nesua is mechuyuf to be metamitim, because there's a mitzvah to be metamit to kohen. Avlo yitam. Chora, this is the same achoyus. The Rashi held like the Rambam. The mitzvah of lo yitam does not only apply to the kohanim. It doesn't apply to Israel, and it doesn't apply to women. So Mele Rashi was bothered, wasn't it? Narusa is not metamit to her husband. What? And the sua is. Well, why does she have? There's no mitzvah for a woman to be metamit to her husband. She's not a kohen. So Rashi therefore has to say other pshatim. It's talking about a regal, or it's talking about. It's just an expression of having to deal with his kvura. But in the family, there's nothing to do with. There's no issue of being metamit. Even a nesua doesn't have to be metamit to her husband. And Taisa said the Feirish. No, there's a mitzvah lo yitamit that a nesua. Since it's a relative, it's from the Shiva Kovim. A husband's also from the Shiva Kovim. I think it's a Kiddush also. But a husband's also from the Shiva Kovim. And, it's a Kiddush. That's a Kiddush. A wife is from the Shiva Kovim. This is a husband's from the Shiva Kovim. But Akoponim, I mean, Gabi Abelis he is. Maybe it's not a Kiddush. Gabi Abelis he is from the Shiva Kovim. Akoponim, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah, there's a lot of like side issues. But the fundamental issue, it seems to me, Machlokes, besides the Ram and the Ram, is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Besides, what does Rashi mean over here? Rashi over here says that in the mitzvah, mitzvah davka kama, that feel may say nami mitzvah kama, the mitzvah is asik bem kugan amur and prashu kahanim shall claim mitami way. That's okay. What Rashi means? Does Rashi mean that there's a mitzvah that the mitzvah to be mitami applies to Yisraelim also, like Tosfos and Yevamos, and then it's a steer to Rashi and Yevamos? What does Rashi mean? No, not to think that she has to be mitami. But those kohen that a kohen has to be metame to, a Yisrael has to be misasikin. Some of that's the yashus. More like Rashi and Yevamos, that when it says that an arusa is not metame, but an arusa is metame, it doesn't mean literally metame, it means she's oisik in the kibur. Yeah, but some of that's pshat, but there's things with this Rashi. Why make a steer? That's what Rashi here means. So not that a Yisrael has to be metame, but those kohen that there's a mitzvah to be metame to. In the case of a kohen, by Yisrael there's a mitzvah to do kvur.
Misasik means
kvur. Well, I mean, it certainly caused them to become tummy over here. Some means kvur.
So now,
yeah, but kvur you could be. You don't have to do it yourself. You could hire people to be kvur as well.
So then, would that be saying an additional chiddush in a super mitzvah that even when you had the ability to hire someone, and that would have meaning because these people became tummy, right?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Right, why did they become tummy? Why couldn't they just do the burial and not become tummy? Why would they hire somebody? I mean, who would they hire? Who would they hire exactly? Everybody else is in the same boat. Which bothers me for a different reason, but I hear you have it. Maybe that's the emesis. The Shagasaye, I didn't understand the Shagasaye when he was reading it, but maybe that's what this is what he means. The Shagasaye asks from this Gemara on the Rambam. He says, according to the Rambam, that by Yisraelim there's no mitzvah to be metameh, So why over here? Where was the mitzvah? What mitzvah were they? What exactly mitzvah were they doing? There's no mitzvah in the Talmud. Kur. So I don't understand what he means. Yeah, but they have to bury. So in the middle it becomes funny. The mitzvah is kur. Maybe that's what the Turi Yemen means. He says kur. You can have somebody else be kur. It means obviously they have to become tummy. There must be a mitzvah to be metanim.
Maybe ketanim.
See, there's another problem also that happened in this issue. But which is, it sounds like we can read the next Rashi, but it's Mahu in this Gemara where Rashi reads the Gemara that they were an oisik mitzvah, but it wasn't a mason mitzvah. Maybe let me explain that first before you want to get that. So Rabbi Yitzchok said they were oisken the mitzvah, Rashi's mason mitzvah, Labdafka means they were oisken the mitzvah, a mitzvah, not mitzvah, but a mitzvah to be misasik with the mace. And Nimela was Chashish and Liyas Bera Pesach, and the Yvonishim said that they can't make the Pesach, and Rashi says, let's read maybe the next Rashi, Chashish Lem Afakab the Chosil Usa, Loyish Story, the Ksavet Shaitim Zorkan of Lamisheretz. Mikol Mokam Shamina Minei, the Eisik Vimitzvah, Potim and Amitzvah, Shere Nitmu Bimeseyim Shivas Yom Lepnei Pesach. The Afal Bisha Tumazu, Ta Akib Al Yodam Achilis Pischeim. Alma Mitzvah Kala, Bola Yotcho, Ein Chatzorach Bit Chosil Bnei Kamura Hasid Alavah. So Rashi learns Trachman Gemar, some of this post Trachman Gemar, that from Rabbi Yitzchok we went after dinner of Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. What does Rabbi Yitzchok have to do with Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah? He didn't start. What does that have to do? So Rashi Trachman Gemar is that they buried their mace 7 days before the Korban Pesach. And it seems that they were right in doing so. That's like apparently a Hanukkah here, that they weren't wrong. They were right. That was the right thing to do, to bury the mace 7 days before Pesach. But by burying the mace 7 days before Pesach, what turned out? They weren't able to do the Korban Pesach. Which is a bigger mitzvah, to bury a mace or Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach is a bigger mitzvah. It's Sheish Bekoros. It's an Esi Sheish Bekoros. Burying a mace Ba'al is not its maximum in Asay, to be misasik in the mace. So that's only. So by rights, the calculus ought to be: why are you burying the mace, and then you're not going to be able to do the Korban Pesach? Don't bury the mace. Don't be misasik with the mace, and then you'll be able to have the Korban Pesach. That should be the proper, in Palis Magal Raglech. But that would be the cheshbon. But that's not the cheshbon. They took bury the mace. Why? Must be because that was a mitzvah shebol yodam, and a mitzvah shebol yodcha, even if it's a mitzvah kala, is doicha mitzvah that's not here yet, even though it's a mitzvah chamura, and that's the din of Isaac mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. So there's a lot of here that's going on. First of all, just what is that whole and that's Isaac mitzvah potim and a mitzvah that needs to be thought through, because I didn't think that was Isaac mitzvah potim and a mitzvah at all. I thought Isaac mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. So if I started to do a mitzvah, I don't have to stop. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here the nidin is not, I'm in the middle of burying the mace. Here the nidin is, should he be misasik in the mace in the first place? There's a mitzvah lefanov, and there's another mitzvah that's going to be lefanov in 7 days, and which one should he do? Who says that is anything basic mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah? Okay, so that we'll think about separately, by tomorrow. You know, how do we get from here, why is this the din of basic mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah? That needs to be thought about, and I think it needs to be thought about separately in terms of Tosfos' avon of basic mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, and in terms of the Ram's avon of basic mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. So that's work. That's for tomorrow. But al kaponim, it says over here that they were Isaac, that the reason why they were legitimately allowed to bury the mace, even though it was a mitzvah kala, was because this mitzvah was here, and Korban Pesach wasn't going to be here for another week, and therefore a mitzvah kala that's here overrides a mitzvah chamur that's not here, and lezel of kairim Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. That's the gemara. So now there's a problem, which Tosfos points out. Says Tosfos. But it was a mace mitzvah. If you read the Gemara Kipshuta, it sounds like Rashi says not, but we'll see in a second why. But if you read the Gemara Kipshuta, it was a mace mitzvah. So Tosfos, that has nothing to do with Isaac mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. Mace mitzvah is doicha korban pesach, even on Erev Pesach, and even if it was heulich lishchay tes pischay. First thing was shluchay mitzvah, he's on route to shech to korban pesach. So he's Isaac in mitzvah's korban pesach, on Erev Pesach, v'achar chatzos. And he's pagan a mace mitzvah, it's a kosev, and then from lachosev, so it's a reboot, that a mace mitzvah overrides everything. And you have to bury mace mitzvah, and you'll lose out on the Korban Pesach. So mace mitzvah is doicha Korban Pesach, but after the Isaac mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Hakeret, even when Isaac mitzvah potem in a mitzvah would be the other way around, he's already being Isaac in the Korban Pesach. So over here, how can we learn from here Isaac mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? It was a mace mitzvah. That's what says Tosfos. That's why you have to learn that the mace, when the Gemara over here says mace mitzvah, doesn't mean literally a mace mitzvah. It wasn't literally a mace mitzvah. Had it literally been a mace mitzvah, there'd be nothing to talk about. Of course you have to bury a mace mitzvah. That's nothing to do with a mace mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. It wasn't a mace mitzvah. It was a mace that there's a mitzvah on the koyvim to be misasik with the mace. That's the background to the Rashi. So I don't understand something here, but I had a problem just in understanding the Messias. So you have to learn over here that this was a mace, and there was a mitzvah on the koyvim to be misasik with the mace, but it wasn't a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah means ein loy koyvim. Because if it would be a mace mitzvah, with the capital mem, so then it would have nothing to do with mitzvah partner in the mitzvah. That just overrides. So I don't get it. So this was not a mace mitzvah. It was just an ordinary mace, and he's a relative, and he has to be misasik with the mace, so it's not a mace mitzvah. And why should he not be misasik with the mace? What's the cheshbon not to be misasik with the mace? Because it's a mitzvah kalah. The Korban Pesach is a mitzvah chamur. So we're saying maybe you should do the mitzvah chamur, not do the mitzvah kalah. There's no basic mitzvah partner in the mitzvah. I don't get it. If he's not going to be misasik in the mace because there's a Korban Pesach coming a week from now, so then who is yet going to be misasik with the mace?
This is where the hiring comes in, probably, right?
Yeah, but I don't understand, who's he going to hire? Everybody else is also hiring the Korban Pesach.
I mean, he's
a guy. He could hire a guy. I don't know, maybe a stack of the chat, they could hire a guy. I don't know, they would guy him in the middle. Maybe the word Tagorim, you know, when we went to Tagorim, they brought things from Tagorim. They could hire a guy. I don't know, I guess that's what you have to say. It's a chiddush, because that was bothering me. With what is this a mace? Why isn't it? It is a mace mitzvah. It's a mace mitzvah, but it isn't. Because if he's going to be nimna to bury, because Pesach is coming, so everybody else is also going to be nimna, so ain't look over him. So it's a mace mitzvah. So how do we learn after a mace mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah? Yeah, maybe that's what you have to say. You could have hired a guy.
Somebody was already coming.
Yeah, maybe somebody was already coming. Let's talk about somebody in the earlier shiur also. Maybe somebody was already coming. Maybe somebody was already coming. Who's not going to be able to be Torah in time for some reason? Maybe he's a mitzvah or something. Or somebody who became tummy that day, and Shaykh the Mitzvah come tummy sheretz. Maybe somebody became tummy that day, so he's going to be stuck. He's already stuck, so why should I do it? Let him do it.
Why is
it
mace mitzvah different? Why would mace mitzvah think mace mitzvah?
If it was a mace mitzvah mamish, that would mean ein loy koyvim. But if the case was mace mitzvah, the Gemara says mace mitzvah means ein loy koyvim. So Tosis Rashi also says, Tosis Rashi, and more explained by Tosis, can't be that it was mamish ein loy koyvim, there was nobody else around, except people who needed to do the Korban Pesach. Maybe we'll have to put that off. Except people who needed the Korban Pesach. Then it's a mace mitzvah. That's not a mace mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. A koch who was not a mace mitzvah, there were other people who could bury him. Not Korban. But people who didn't need to do the Korban Pesach. Maybe like they were Tmeim, or Goyim, whatever, where they could find people to bury. But it's a mitzvah on the Korban. And it's a mitzvah on the Korban. So Mimela, they could, that mitzvah overrides. Yeah, so here's where the Shabbos is, here's where the Turi Eben comes in. Here's the Turi Eben, according to the Rambam, even Korban don't have to, Kravim have the responsibility to get him buried, but I think it hired the goyim. No, we have to pass it if there are goyim around, otherwise it would be a mace mitzvah. So if there are goyim around, so why did the Kravim have to do it themselves? For the mitzvah's kura, the mitzvah's kura you could do al yedei achet. Maybe mitzvah by yosim yishluchay, but that's an inyan, but l'chora, that's not called, maybe as mitzvah by yosim yishluchay, that's enough to say yosim mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Turi Eben asks it very fast. He says he doesn't understand the feel of Rambam. What's going on? In Rashi also. Rashi also says, if this Rashi is like Rashi in Yevamos, Rashi is a mitzvah. Let's ask for him. Kigoyin hamur perhaps kainim shakainim etamibay. It's takan Rashi and Rashi. Al derech the Rambam. Al derech Rashi in Yevamos. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah on him to be metami to his korah. That's only b'kiyanim. It's a mitzvah on him to be misasik. Somebody, a shiva koivim, that a koin is matami to, a korv has a mitzvah to be misasik in the korv. Misasik in the korv means mitzvah's korv. So he has to take care of mitzvah's korv. Mitzvah's korv. Could it happen to somebody else? Yep, it's a kasha. I mean, that is the Turi Eben's kasha. Like that. There's another issue here in the sugya, which the Ritva is very busy with. That is the following. Rashi says it was the seventh day. Chal shvi shalom liyus be'er Pesach. So Rashi explains. So let me explain what's that about. L'chora, if it was the seventh day, so what's the problem? Seventh day, so tonight it'll be Torah. Tonight I'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. I have to shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So thought. So send the shliach, the shech, the carbon pesach for you. Anyway, many people were always nimnan one pesach, so they didn't all shecht it. So you'll be nimnan a carbon pesach, send somebody to shecht on your behalf. Tonight you'll be tar, you're an oichel, you're oil achila. Tonight you'll go to the mikveh today, you'll be mazim echatos today, eifer paradum, and tonight you'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach. So where was the problem here at all? So that's what Rashi says, that the Gemara over here is going, that it's this Gemara holds. That ain sheichtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. That means, if a person is a tamei sheretz, that means he's tamei sheretz, tamei for one day. He goes to the mikveh, and he becomes tar, but he's still a tfuyon. Until he has harav shemesh, he's not allowed to eat truma, that's the first mission of brachos, and he's not allowed to eat kol shema, achas kama v'chama. So a person who's in that state, that he's a tamei sheretz, he could go to the mikveh, and tonight he'll be tar. Can you be sheichet v'zorek on his behalf? Can you bring a carbon on his behalf? Al smach, bring a carbon pesach, let's say, on his behalf. Al smach, that tonight he'll be tohor and he'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach. So this Gemara holds ain sheichet v'zorek on al tamei sheretz. Since right now he's a tamei sheretz, he's not yet gone to the mikveh. He hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. So therefore, ain sheichet v'zorek on al tamei sheretz. And that was the problem over here, even with the seventh day. But since there was the seventh day, that's it. The equivalent, the seventh day of a Tamei Meis is the equivalent of the first day of a Tamei Sheretz. He can go to the mikveh and be Tamei Sheretz, can go to the mikveh and be Torah tonight. A Tamei Meis on the seventh day can go to the mikveh and have Hazos Mechatas and be Torah tonight. So it's basically the same thing. So this Gemara is assuming that it doesn't help, because once he's Tamei now, you cannot shech the Tamei Pesach on his behalf, even though tonight already he'll be Torah. That's the Rashi. That's what Rashi means. So the Rishonim ask. Taisim Sochem asked it, the Ritva over here is marking the question. In the Gemara, in the Pashtus in the Gemara, it's Mavur, the Gemara over there. In the Sugya of Shochem Toiv Zorkin Atam Asheretz, that even Leman Da Omar, Ein Shochem Zorkin Atam Asheretz, that's only before you went to the Mikvah. So you can't Shech on the first Atam Asheretz on the smach that he will go to the Mikvah later. But a Atam Asheretz already went to the Mikvah. Now he's just a tefillin, and he's automatically going to become Torah tonight. He doesn't have to do anything. So then it is shaykh in the dark and all. That's mavur the sugya, clearly. And it's also mashman the sugya, pretty clearly also, that the same thing is true by a tamei meis. That if a tamei meis, who already went to the mikveh, and already had hazah, then it is shaykh in the dark and all. So based on that, Taisus and Sochem asks, and the Ritva over here asks, so what was the problem? It was Kachal Shvi Shel Mehis Bera Pesach. So big deal. Let them go to the mikveh. Imazim Echatas. It will be a Tful Yoyim. And a Tful Yoyim, it can be Sheikha Tezer. So what Moshe going to tell them? They have to go to Pesach Shle Nitcha to Pesach Sheini, Pesach Shle. Why did Moshe going to tell them they should be Nitcha to Pesach Sheini? That's the way they ask Kachal. Why did Moshe going to tell them they're going to be Nitcha to Pesach Sheini? So Taisus Sochem answers. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you don't go to the mikveh today and be mazim echatas today, then you will be nitkah lepesach sheni. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him. He said, yeah, you could. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you better go to the mikveh, you better have azos mechatas. But because if you don't, then, or if you don't do it in time, if you don't do it before the shechita, and you're going to wait till after the shechita, then fafal and you're going to be nitkah lepesach sheni. That ties us in Pesach. The Ravid in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Parakeh, and the Ritva here, they say a little slightly different. That the case was that they came to Moshe Benu too late. They came to Moshe Benu after the Shechitas HaPesach. After some of that, after the Zman Shechitas HaPesach. In other words, by the time they came to Moshe Benu, there wasn't enough time for them to be Tevil and to be Mazeh and still to have somebody then go and shecht for them to Korban Pesach. So maybe that's what Moshe Benu told them, too late. Tough, if you would have come to me this morning, I could have done something for you. But you came to me now. Now it's too late. That's how they learn this story. There is a third shita, which is the Rambam. The Rambam Perkei Korban Pesach. The Rambam is Mechadish, because of this Gemara. The Rambam says that even though by a Tamei Sheretz, after you go to the mikveh, you could be Sheikha Pizar, the Tamei Meis is different. The Tamei Meis, even after Tefillah, and even after Hazoyah, he's only a Tefillahim, still you cannot be Sheikha the Korban Pesach for a Tamei Meis, even if he's only a Tefillahim. The Rambam is much more simple. That's the Gemara. That's the Chumash. That's the Rambam learns. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. That they came to Shvi, like the Gemara of the Yerushalayim. And that was the problem, that Rav Moshe Beinu told him, there's no itzah. If you'll be a Tomei Sheretz, you'll be good, but you're a Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis, there's no itzah. But the feet, Tosfos, and the Rash, and the Ritva, that's the Pashas and the Sugi. The Rambam's a Sheram. It's good in this Gemara, but in the Gemara himself, I'm a Sheretz Sheretz, because it seems to be against the Pashas of the Gemara. But the feet, the way the other Rishonim assume, so they have this problem here in the story. What was the story? Right, so they have to say this either like Tosfos, that they came to Moshe in the morning, and he told them, that's what he told them, go be Tovel, because if you're not going to be Tovel, you're going to be in trouble. And the Fidei Ritva and the Ravid, he told them, they came late. That's Moshe Beinu, you're too late. It's already after the Zman Shkita Sefes. He asks the Ritva, this Tosfos Sokom doesn't talk about it. He asks the Ritva, so where's the Isaac? What does that do with Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah? The whole limit of the Gemara is, how do they have a right to be Matame in the first place? After all, like me Matame, they were causing themselves not to bring the Korban Pesach. And so how do they have a right to do it? The Korban Pesach is a Mitzvah Chamur, this is a Mitzvah Kala. So, what's the problem? So it must be Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, Mitzvah Kala, that's Lufanecha, takes precedence over a Mitzvah Chamur, that's not here yet. Well, there was no problem. They were with Tame 7 days before Pesach, and there was lots of time for them to have the Korban Pesach, because they could have gone to the mikveh in the morning and be mazeh mechatas in the morning, and then they could have been shoyfet the zorek aleihem, and somebody would have brought for them the Korban Pesach, and they would have eaten the Korban. They would have come to the seder. They would have come to the seder ready tor and shalom al yisrael. So because they made a mistake, so fine, it happens to be they made a mistake, but they're not oisik misufatim in a mitzvah. The Ritva elaborates more. He says, what did they think? They waited till the afternoon. They came late. That's how he learns the story. They came late. Why did they come late? Why did they come in the morning? Says the Ritva, because they thought, they didn't know this halacha, they thought they could have somebody shech for them in the afternoon, and they'll be tovel umazah later on. They didn't know this halacha that you have to be tovel umazah first. So the Ritva asked, so Manushuk, ben lefi machshavtom and ben lefi ha'emes, there was no conflict over here between the Korban Pesach and the being Metame. They thought they could be Metame, and they could be Tovel, and they could be Tovel at the end of the day. That's what they wanted to do. So there's no stira between the two. And Moshe Beinu told them, well, no, that's not true, but if you would have come in the morning, it would have been good. Kach oy kach, you don't need Isaac Mitzvah, put them in a Mitzvah. They were allowed to be Metame to the Mace, and there was no Ben Lefi Machshavtom, Ben Lefi Emes, there was absolutely no conflict. They could have everything. They could be kaiver the mace, and they had plenty of time. Ben l'shitasun, ben l'shitas meisher, ben l'piteres emes. They had plenty of time to be mitar and to eat the garment pesach. So what do you have to? Where's there a mocking here for Isaac mitzvah potem and emes? As I said to it. No, I just asked the lumbus, it's not the same. I say mitzvah potter and a mitzvah means that I started a mitzvah and potter from other mitzvahs that come around over here. The case is it was hoyu lefano, but it conflicts with the mitzvah that's not going to be here for another 7 days. So who says those are the same entities? And maybe it's not a kasha, that's what you just thought about in terms of Tosfos. I'm not saying it may not even be a kasha, but it just strikes one as being different than what it has to think about. Is it really different? Is it really the same? But here it's not even, there's no conflict. The person becomes is matame Chanukah time. This issue of Isaac mitzvah potem and mitzvah. If he's lazy, he's going to be tummy by the korban pesach. You don't have to come out to Isaac mitzvah potem and mitzvah. You're allowed to be matame Chanukah time for a korab because Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. Even if you'll be lazy, what does one thing have to do with the other? You're not in a situation of conflict between two mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are not in conflict at all. So because you're not, because they were amaratzim and they waited too late. So where do you see anything over here? Where's there a limud, a gili over here to Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah? And it was not, this is the mitzvah's kasha. The Ritva brings two teirotzim. He brings one teiros b'shem Tosfos, that the limud is not from the story. From the story, there's no limud at all. The story was just miscommunication. And there was no real conflict. If they would have understood properly that halacha, they would have been tovel in the morning, and it would have been good. The diuk is from what Moshe Beinu told them, that Moshe Beinu told them, ish ish ki yatameh, and ish ki yatameh means that you're allowed to be metameh, l'chadchilo, even on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos. Even though it's going to eventually, then you're really not going to be able to do the Korban Pesach. Because they couldn't do the Korban, they thought they could have. they really could have done the Korban Pesach. They just messed up. But Moshe Rabbeinu told them, even if somebody, you're allowed to be metame, even if thereby you're going to wind up the day before Pesach, 2 days before Pesach, even in the morning, you're allowed to be metame after Chatzos. But before Chatzos, before it's Matan's Man Mitzvah, you're allowed to be metame because Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. But in the Chami, their particular situation did not need the din of Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. The Ritva says that he doesn't like that teretz. Not much from the Gemara that way. The Ritva says different teretz. It's not so clear to me. He says that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu thinking that we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach because it's still time to be Tovel and Mazeh and even Chap, but it's too late. But it's Mashma that they only came to Moshe Rabbeinu because they thought there's still time to eat the Korban Pesach, but if they would have understood or if they would have realized that it's too late, if the Halacha would have been, they thought the Halacha is that they could eat the Korban Pesach. In fact, the Halacha really is that they could eat the Korban Pesach if they would only ask earlier. But the mashmois of the pasuk is that they were only misatzim in Moshe Rabbeinu. They only made a tumul with Moshe Rabbeinu because they thought that there's an opportunity still for them to eat the Korban Pesach. But had there been metame not really precluded them from eating the Korban Pesach, then they would have been fine. They would have had no tainus because they would have understood that Isaac mitzvahs brought them in a mitzvah. If they would have understood, they would have been sholem with the fact that they did a mitzvah kala. I now they're losing out on mitzvah chamur. They would have had no tainus. Like, you know, what's the Torah doing to us? What's the Rebbeinu doing to us? Lama digora. Just because we did a mitzvah kala, why should we lose out on a mitzvah chamur? They would have understood that you did a mitzvah kala, but the mitzvah Isaac mitzvah brought them in a mitzvah. So that's the diuk of the Gemara. I just want to point out, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, I think it's Mochach and the Ritva, not like the Mishkanus Yankov. Because if you hold like the Mishkanus Yankov, the Diak is also from Reis Yaglili. From the fact that they were B'shas Chanayosim, they were Metapel with Yosef, and that was Isaac Mitzvah, Mitzvah Kiyumis, and so on. Then what's the Kashu altogether? In the Chanan, who says the Limus from Rabbi Yitzchak? Maybe the Limus is only from Reis Yaglili. Mishkanus Yankov himself says the Limus is also from Reis Yaglili. But who says it does say anything more the Limus from Rabbi Yitzchak? Maybe it's from Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Levi, that's Mamash Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. They were busy with the Mitzvah Kiyumas. They were B'shas Chanayosim. They were Metapu with Kovan and Mitzvah Yosef Hatzadik. And Mimela, and they were Metapu with him all the way to Lera Pesach. They were Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. Maybe that's the whole limit. Who says Rabbi Yitzchak has anything to do with Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a
Mitzvah? Doesn't the Gemara say that
it was Yerushki Yishalayim was Kala? Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. The Gemara is quoting a Brisa. This Brisa is not talking about Isaac Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. Maybe the part of the Brisa the Gemara isn't interested in is the Rabbi Yosef Lili part.
According
to Yosef, the Yavshi wasn't Kalan. Well, Yavshi, they were Noisei Yosef, and they were Metapel with Aronishal Yosef every single day, Ascovet and Mace, all the way up till the end. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we've been Metapel with Aronishal Yosef, and now we're Tomei, and we were allowed to do it because I submitted to put them in a mitzvah. I think it's mashma that the Ritva never didn't dawn on him this Mishkan Yisak. It was never pashtu from like the Torah. That from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Levi, there's no limit here at all. They really should have been mitar altogether, and there must have been some oinus that they weren't able to be mitar. So kashrim ma'aseh shoya kachal, it had nothing to do with Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. In Bonu Lotum Misal Isaac Mitzvah, they had 10 months to be mitar. Okay, let's stop here.
So the Gemara started talking about Mesa Mitzvah, talking about for Rabbi Yitzchak.
Is the Gemara talking about Korban Pesach and the Tomei Mitzvah?
That's about Korban Pesach.